For the privilege that you have granted unto us to partner with you through the instrumentality of prayer to influence things on earth by intervention from heaven. And we have come that you might strengthen us with might by your spirit that is in our inner man, so that we can gain ascendancy to high places in the spirit, where we can have access to tools and weapons of war. We ask, O God, that you clothe everyone that is here present with garments of war, with strength of the valiant, so that corporately we can wage a warfare that is good, protecting the destiny of the gospel in our time and advancing the frontiers of the kingdom. We ask, O God, that you equip us with so much strength that the least in our number will be as strong as David. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, we are going to pray. And as we pray and labor in prayer, just like I instructed yesterday during the teaching, I taught how that we, though we are many people, but if we are gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we become forged through unity in the Spirit to become one man. And when we achieve such synergy in the Spirit, we can penetrate, we can gain penetration, we can gain access to insights that are not available to individuals. We can have access to wisdom that you cannot contact in your personal prayer time. And so we are going to implement the things that we were taught yesterday. We trust that God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Sorry for those of us that brought cars and the people controlling the traffic had to ask for a repack. The reason is because we are expecting our generator from Abuja. In fact, all the cars that are parked here will be moved out so that they can bring that generator, a 40 kVA generator. Want to? Hallelujah. So it's in transit right now, and all the cars, when the time comes, will be signaled to move them out so that that big truck can, I don't know how they will do it, can get it, and from Monday we'll begin to fix it. We also trust that before the end of this month we'll have 8 ACs this time. Fix it there, because there will be no excuse that you cannot pray. We'll give you breeze, but the intention of the investment is that the house of the Lord will be reckoned to be a house of prayer. The Bible says, and I shall bring them upon my holy mountain, make them joyful upon my house of prayer. Their sacrifices, their burnt offerings shall be accepted upon my altar, and my house among all nations shall be the place of prayer. And this is how God said his house will be identified. A place where people pray. That is how his house among all nations. That doesn't change because of ethnicity. It doesn't change because of nationality. It doesn't change because of color of skin. He said, my house among all nations shall be identified as a place of prayer. I'd like you to begin to release your spirit where you are right now. We want to leave this hall and gain ascendancy into the heights of the heavens. Now, see, I say we want to practice the things we studied yesterday. Forget about your neighbor now. We want to connect with God. He said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. The lawgiver will not depart from between his feet. And until Shiloh come, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. When that statement was made in the Old Testament, we did not understand what it meant. Obviously, we knew that in Judah there was a scepter. We knew that the law was ordained to come from that tribe.
but we did not know the true king of Judah because it was not captured in that context at that time. Then David came from the house of Judah. We thought he was a fulfillment of that which the prophets spake concerning the house of Judah. David was only a type and a shadow of a king that is in the image of God, that is in the concept, the perspective of God. But the new and the greater David had to come. It was unto him that the gathering of the people should be. And that's why the Bible said that where two or three are gathered, it was prophetically captured that unto the king that comes from Judah shall the gathering of the people be. And so the rule of gathering in the New Testament is that we gather in the name of the king of Judah. Now if we follow that principle, he said that he's going to be in our midst. Many things will begin to happen. Things that you could not achieve in your own private prayer time will become possible just because we follow the principle and we align with the king of Judah. Can we align with the scepter? Can we align with the lawgiver? Can we align with his spirit? Can we align with his dynasty, his kingdom, his power? Unto you shall the gathering of the people be. We gather to the king of Judah. We gather to the lawgiver. Him that is Alpha, him that is Omega. The true, the everlasting. The God of justice, of judgment and equity. Forget about your environment, please. It's not time to get lost looking around. It's time to leap out of your spirit with the strength of the Holy Ghost to mount up. Where two of all three are gathered in the name of, the Bible says right there, his presence is manifest in the midst. Right there, his glory is manifest in the midst. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Ike to sani la mande, rasposa tabarante boboli. Marakanta babosa namaramana mana. Oh mama si gaba de kuta, kaba sonde mandele, kaba mama mana kani. Baba sonda man, ikamando se na na lemo. Mara saila, mara konda man se na kande manema. Ikamando le, apera nas kumbre na laila mo.
Unto him shall the gathering of his people be. Montes Kakama is the new and the greater David. He's the bright and the morning star. He's the lawgiver and the governor among the nations. It is unto him that our gaze must be. It is unto him that our focus must be. Unto him shall the gathering of his people. Thank you, Lord. Set your gaze upon him. Remove your eyes from your challenges, from your circumstances, from your trouble, from your affliction, and look upon him. The Bible says, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. If we gather unto God, our gathering must be in his name. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. He is the custodian of the scepter. He is the lawgiver. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Oh Lord, Unto him, Ikos Kapera de Bokotomo, Rakansetetebala, Rakama Santa Baboria, Lisozono Combre, Bakaskis Koparata, Bakaskis Consensana Halete, Lepreskata Babore Mataya, Escombregadela Bakate Baboria, Antababara Kaskepo, Akaskepo Maskatebo, Likabata Kaskatamina Santa Baba, Yekos Kamazehai, Sehaila Mandalo Boske, Zikabo Sanante, Ibraskanta Babalakada, Rakaskato Minasaila Tanto, Likabara Kantesomata, Likabara Kante Regade, Escobe Sazanataya, Sazanataya Bakanse Motal, Nikosamina Tantebe, unto him, shall the gathering of the people be. Ula Kambelas, Bakanta de Boboroski. Bakanta Sambiana Babalatana, Lepreskante Sobregede, Lepregede la Bakuta Masai la Blata Babalata, Andrasketo Minasanta Bregabata la Baboria. Iba Baba Baba Mescovo Sizene, Presketo Scabelando Schima. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now I want you to pick your Bible as we look upon the scripture and continue in our prayer. You don't need to sit. Remain in the prayer mode. Alright? If you will be more comfortable praying, sitting, no problem. But I'm not trying to teach. I'm trying to move us further. In Revelation chapter 1, the Bible says the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things
which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. John gave us a welcome note, having itemized the purpose for which the book of Revelation was written. It was written as a message unto the servants of God, to show them things which must shortly come to pass, in order for them to be adequately prepared for those things that God has preordained before the foundations of the earth. And through the gift of prophecy, he was able to access the things that God was determined to bring to pass. Hallelujah. Now, before he began to express the revelations that he has contacted, he brought a strange salutation. He said, John, unto the seven churches which are in Asia. So he saluted the churches. He also brought the salutation of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is a man speaking from earth, and he greets a people, and then he brings greetings to them from heaven. He brings greetings to them from the seven spirits that are before the throne of God. He brings greetings to them from a realm, a dimension that transcended time. Now, these were the custodians of the faith that we claim to possess. People that could bring the perspective that was present before the throne of God. People that had access to the testimony of the seven spirits of God. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Now, when you now ask, how did these people enter into these dimensions? And why is it that the reality of God is so diminished in our time? Those people knew the center and the circumference. They understood the essence of the Christian faith. That Christianity was not a religion. Christianity was life, brought into the earth to establish the kingdom of God. Christianity is actually the expression of the culture that is of heaven, manifested upon the face of the earth, brought into fusion by a spirit eternal, a spirit that is all-knowing, a spirit that is all-wise. And men that found favor with God in times of old were able to make vital contact with heaven through the instrumentality of that spirit. It was not an organized religion, or this is how we do it. They grew in the knowledge of God because of their intercourse with the Holy Ghost. Everything that their civilization consisted was that which was captured from the throne of God through the operation of the Spirit of Christ that was in them. Are you with me? There are many things that are not in the Bible. One of them is the order of service. Have you ever seen the order of service? As important as the order of service is, how to conduct a service. Did you find any in the Bible? Why? Because we have a spirit that is living. We can start a meeting with opening prayer and suddenly the volcano begins to erupt. You cannot intercept that because you did not begin it. What happened was that we have come into alignment with an activity that began in heaven. We are only aligned and allowed heaven to express what is going on there. That was why this man could bring a salutation from where? Now, if all we are doing is born of earth, tied to earth, has the color and texture of earth, then we need to go home. Because that's not how our ancestors operated. If we don't have a vital link with the spirit of grace, then we are liars. And the testimony that we bear is not true. But the men that spoke for God in times of old were men that were in vital connection with the spirit of God, and they could download the perspective of heaven. It's easy to access the perspective of heaven when Jesus is the center and the circumference. Now, the Bible says, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. We don't gather for signs, we don't gather for wonders. That's not why we gather. If just in case you gather for that, that meeting is not proper, because it's not in alignment with the principles of gathering. He said, unto him, the scepter will never depart from Judah. The lawgiver will not depart from his feet. And until Shiloh come, until he is made manifest for all nations and eyes to behold him, gathering in the name of the Lord will be unto him. And that's what the Bible says, where two or three are gathered, how? In my name. Because it has been established by prophecy that Judah is the line unto whom the scepter will rise, and is unto the custodian of that scepter that all true gathering that can carry the presence of God must be organized. Hallelujah. So we came with different troubles, came from different places. But if our gathering will be unto him, we need to forget where we came from. You must forget your identity, forget your name, forget the fact that you are a lecturer, forget what you do, whether you are a senator, police officer. And we come, we cast our crowns down. The identity that you have gained in the world is no longer of value in that place, in that gathering. And we lose our identity and get fused into a reality that only finds expression and relevance when it is under the government of Christ. When we find that kind of alignment, our prayers can move the dragon and wound him. It's no longer the voice and the utterance of one man. It's the utterance of a generation crying for the hand of God to find expression. He doesn't hear the voice of many people. He hears the voice of one. Unto him. Unto him. Because when we align with his spirit like that, his will can now become that which we are willing to obey. He begins to reveal his will. He begins to make manifest that which has held secret for a long time, because he has found the people that have gathered rightly. They have gathered with no intention but to have an encounter with the lawgiver. So he begins to open the chambers of his law and begin to reveal revelations that are yet to come to pass. And that's why the Bible says the revelation of Jesus Christ. God gave him unto John. But that revelation was not for John. That revelation was for the seven churches. Now, John, the churches were praying, but it was John that received it. It was a corporate prayer that released the book of Revelation. One prophet received it, but the church produced it. He received it not for himself. He received it for the church of Jesus. It was a corporate operation, but in order for him to receive it, he was in alignment. And he brought greetings from the throne of God. Now, can we forget ourselves? Can we forget where we are coming from? Hallelujah. You know, one day a big man came here for fellowship. I don't know what he came for, but he came. And when he came, he wanted special treatment that we should treat. Look for a seat. It was difficult to respond to him because he did not know that the gathering is unto what? Unto him. We couldn't respond to him adequately. He needed the protocol that he used to carry in the office. But you see, he was not well educated that what he had come unto was a gathering that was unto another. And that gathering must function under his authority. If you are too bogus in that gathering, you constitute a distraction. Because as we fuse, as we connect, we are expecting to be diminished. So that our individual identities are swallowed up in the pursuit and desire of that king. That's what happens when we build a house. The individual blocks, delete. It becomes a structure, a design. And in that structure and in that design, God can tabernacle. God can rest. God can come. You disappear, you diminish. And all that is heard in heaven is a cry. A cry. And you know God has a witness. The Bible says that a broken and a contrite heart, God cannot despise it. If he finds as much as a broken heart, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, he cannot despise it. He must move into motion. Something must happen. The Bible says unto him. Unto him. A worker of miracles can come to town, but if you go for the meeting with a view that I'm going to be healed, you went for a wrong reason. You can talk to God about your healing at home. Lord, I'm trusting you to use that evangelist to heal me. I'm trusting you to do that. But when you go and you gather how? Unto him. In fact, you cannot even pray an accurate prayer point except you are in alignment with him. And his spirit begins to brood. You came with your challenges. Maybe you might not touch it for 28 days. He wants you to understand that there's something more important than you as an individual. You know, some platforms are set up just to meet people's needs. You need a wife? Take. Our gatherings are not accurate. That's why we are not seeing God in our land. But if we are going to reconstruct, then our gathering must be what? And the Bible makes us understand that this kind of gathering doesn't need a congregation. For the Bible says where two, as much as two or three are gathered. They are gathered under the authority of this great one that is the custodian of the scepter. He comes into their midst. There are revelations you cannot access on your own, which are relevant to your destiny. There must be access on a corporate front where two or three are gathered under his government and under his spirit. Hallelujah. And when we achieve that, the Bible reveals that he is there in the midst of them. I remember when we prayed on campus, nameless people, faceless people, just praying like that. And then suddenly God began to open things. It would be wrong for you to feel that because you are the anointed man of God in town, that's why he's opening things. You are missing the point. It's not about you, it's about the principle that was adopted in the gathering. Yes, grace began to operate. Prophecy began to come forth. Things began to manifest. The power of God began to descend. Sometimes people were slain. Great things began to take place. And then there was the devil crept in and started suggesting that it was happening because we were big guys. Hallelujah. What the devil is trying to do is to get you full of yourself so that the principle under which you met accurately will be violated. And then the presence of God will become scarce. If you are one that wants to see the presence of God perpetually in your life, you must hallow Jesus. You must hallow his name. You must recognize his authority. You must reverence his spirit. You must acknowledge. Don't be in an act. Some people, the way they come before God is grieve the Holy Ghost. They don't come empty, they come full. They come full in their mind. And in their spirit, they have no vital connection. And so, God can be ministering to people. They are looking around. You know, that person is carnal. He's in the flesh. Hallelujah. That person is still alone. Do you understand? You can be in a meeting and you are alone. Because you are the one that... You are violating a principle. So God makes sure that you are carved out. And you are alone. So all you are left with is your sight. To behold people's standards and things like that. He comes down not because of us. He comes down because, not because of an individual. Not because there's an anointed man. He comes down because we are gathered. What? Unto him. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. So I want us to correct ourselves and start again. Now I want you to see him in your heart. Some people say, oh, they have never seen Jesus. That's one of the easiest things.
When you are in alignment, accurately, waiting on Him, Lord, what, where, we, which prayer point, which scripture?
That is for me now.
Which scripture are we going to use next? Which prayer point?
Then He drops it.
He dropped it because every one of us was looking on Him. So He now dropped it, and I received it on our behalf. And I begin to read the scripture. And it begins to permeate your spirit. Because the scripture was not for me, it was for everybody. It begins to permeate. Something begins to happen. You begin to feel the piercing of that scripture. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. But you don't know that the weight of glory, the weight of God's anointing in the camp is increasing. You are not conscious of that. You are not conscious because your eyes are fixed. And then a time comes that even when your prayer point is not mentioned, He handles it without consulting you. Things that are not consistent with His will begin to give way so that He can be Lord and King indeed. We heard 1,000 services. I counted it. 1,000. 1,000 times God moved unto Him. We heard what? 1,000 services. 1,000 times. What happened? All kinds of things began to take place. Even when I went to a place where they didn't believe, I was looking so haggard. Because we traveled all day and came and there was no time to change. So I just appeared in a meeting like that of sophisticated people. He came down so mighty. The first night, 5 dead people were healed and they began to heal. So the second day they came, in fact, unto Him. Unto Him shall they gather. And when He begins to move in your life, don't say a big preacher has you have missed it. You have become big. So you have lost your space in the building. You have lost that place that you were supposed to be in the building so that the building will be complete. You are now isolated. God will allow you to dry for a time so that you can understand the truth. That it's not by power. It's not by might. It's what? So every opportunity to gather is a gathering in His name. A gathering under His authority so that He can come into our midst. Can we invite Him? Unto you are we gathered tonight. Unto you. Unto you. Unto you. We came all the way because we came to meet Him. We came to look upon your beauty. To hear the gentle and the wise words from your lips. To gaze upon the brightness of thy countenance. To contemplate on the mystery that is in thy counsel. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Oh yes, we have our troubles. We have our challenges. We have our needs. We have our insufficiencies. But this time we have come not because of the pressure of our needs. We came because of you. We came because you are worthy. We came because you are beautiful. We came because your name is like an ointment poured forth. And the virgins love thee. Kuvanasila. Jeklopatamama kusena taila. Imroske pesa salute kaparande. La France campo casisa. La hora na masaka tete kopos. Ambroski vasanta da babobia. Many times the devil came, the enemy came. He came to exact pressure. He came to bring me into depression. He came to remind me of my failures. But you didn't allow Him to succeed once and again. You brought me out of things. You brought me out of stuff. You brought me out of challenges. And I look upon you today and I say you are beautiful. 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 Demons gang up. Evil men gang up. They spoke my name in divination.
that spoke my name in enchantment, seeking to do me harm. But you showed up. Your glory was so brilliant. The devil was cast out. His presence was undermined. Unto you, shall the gathering of the people be. Many times the kingdom of darkness began to rage because of me. Yes, they went as far as trying to frustrate my destiny. Oh my God, but they only gave you the opportunity to reinvent me, to rebrand me, to manifest me on a new pedestal of glory. And because of this, oh God, we come into thy sanctuary with one vision, with one mind, with one passion to give you glory. We acknowledge you. We acknowledge your lordship, your power, your beauty, your excellence. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. What can separate us from the love of God? Can affliction, can hunger, can peril, can the sword take us away from the fountain of His love? We are a proof that He's alive. He's the one that stretch forth His hand and forbid the enemy. You were almost overtaken, overwhelmed. You were almost cut out and struck down. But He showed up. He came right on time. He discomfited the enemy. He placed His hand upon you and spoke a word into your life. Unto Him shall the gathering of His people be. Oh, we worship. We worship. We worship Him. He goes on. The devil said it was over, but God said it's just about to begin. The devil said you are being cut off, but God said you will rise again. The Bible says that when a tree is cut down, people think it is over. People think it is all done, but it shall come to pass. When the roots shall spell the scent of water, it will begin to spring again. The devil is not in control. The devil doesn't have the final say. It is not given unto the devil to determine what happens to you by 9 o'clock. But God has hid you in the palm of His hand. He has written your name upon a white stone in the heavens. He proclaims unto you, new things and everlasting I do, and nothing can resist me. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. The devil cannot look upon you and say, I'll kill you by 9 p.m. It's not given unto Satan. Because the Bible speaks of an author. It speaks of the finisher. The one that did not author your life. He cannot finish your life. God is the author. God is the finisher. God is the everlasting. God is the all powerful. And He has spoken a word over your life. He has said greatness will come from you. He has said that work of the devil will not drown you. He has said a new thing do I make upon the earth. I will make rivers to cross in the desert. I will cross a way to be made in the wilderness. If it was said that in your family nothing good can come out, God said, in the wilderness I will make a way. In the desert I will cause springs of waters that are alive to come from. Satan is not in control. It's not in control. Have you realized how many times you escaped death? Have you realized how many times you came out of stuff that was determined to destroy you?
It is because there is a power superior to the power that brings destruction. There is a name higher than a name that brings darkness. Unto him, unto him, unto him, unto him shall the God reign. Witches gang up, they took your name to the court of the spirit world. They did incantations, divinations, enchantment to bring you harm, but you are still here. They tried in the night time, but you are still here. Arrows that fly by noonday, but you are still here. Wickedness that walk in darkness, but you are still here. Shekumanime ayodamado salamanalaba ambalebo imamanaye komasanaba ikababo saila ipereso manadebo. The devil stood up and said, I'm going to take your child, I'm going to take your daughter, I'm going to take your son. But he lied. You are still here. They are still here. They are still here. Because there's a God of power. There's a God of might. He is the governor among the nations. With him there is plenteous redemption. Oh, you are still here. Hey, bala, bala. Bala 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 bala. Yeah, oraketa mama, Israel mama bono kuseme. I am no sandade, I am no kore manasa. You are still here. Oh, 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 oh. You are still here. Imama nebo, oh, baba de banana banana. You are still here. Makapata babola bakata. As from Tempega de la Bakusan, Embria la Bakaska Tabina Tantania, he says, Momorokota, Babra Santa Branta Banatebo, Babra Tecos Catemantalia, Babra Cantebregade, Babra Pusa Menatante Kobala. Asamanakabra, Escombregade, Escombremena Santa Baboria,
You are still here. Despite the enemy, despite the temptation, despite the tribulation, despite the attacks,
Thank you, Father. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you and just bow before you. Beautiful. You are beautiful. Say, heaven and earth adore you and just bow before you. Beautiful. Oh, you are beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you and just bow before you. Beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you and just bow before you. Beautiful. You are beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you and just bow before you. Beautiful. Beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you and just bow before you. Beautiful. Oh God, you are beautiful. Heaven and earth adore and just bow. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. Sing heaven and earth adore you, and just bow before you. Beautiful, ooh la la de. Heaven and earth adore you, and just bow before you. Beautiful, oh God, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you and just bow before you. Beautiful. You love a man. And just bow before you. You are beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you and just bow before you. Beautiful. To my mother's heaven. Heaven and earth adore you and just bow before you. Beautiful. beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you. Bending the star before you. Beautiful. Oh God, you are beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you. And just bow before you. Beautiful. Beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you. And just bow before you. Beautiful. Beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you. And just bow before you. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you. And just bow before you.